5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News Briefly for Wednesday, 16th of November. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. I will start with news of the Hyundai Ioniq 6. Would you like one of the launch editions? They're called First Edition. Oh, too late. Sold out in less than 24 hours. Well, often an EV can sell out, and I'll be the first person to say, that means nothing. They could have put two cars on sale, but Hyundai did the decent thing and told us the numbers. 2,500 units were made available. Germany got the biggest allocation. UK, France, Norway, and Netherlands got allocation as well, and it all went within 24 hours. Now, that's not a cheap vehicle. Ioniq 6 First Edition is £55,000 or €66,500. Extraordinarily high interest in this vehicle. Not a cheap car, like I say, but it is the dual motor, all-wheel drive, big battery, 77.4 kilowatt hour battery, so it'll actually go further than its Ioniq 5 sister car because it's a bit more swoopy. But will it go as fast as a Rimac Nevera? No, because nothing will. Rimac and their hypercar Nevera just broke a new world record for the world's fastest production EV. They were on a test track in Germany that has a 4 kilometer straight. It's a banked circuit, and they use the four motors, the 2,000 horsepower, to power out of the banked sections at 155 miles an hour. That's 250 kilometers an hour. Unleashed all of the power and got up to 258 miles an hour. That's 412 kilometers per hour, setting a new world record for fastest EV production car. And what's so freaky about this story is 4 years ago, in 2018, when they unveiled the concept, the C_2 concept car, which would go on to become the Nevera, they said our target 4 years ago, our target is 412 kilometers per hour. And that's exactly what they just got to. Wow, mega. Rimac continue to just impress and blow me away. Now, Lucid have unveiled a new, more affordable, if that's the right word, version of their Lucid Air. It's called the Lucid Air Pure. It's got a smaller battery. It'll still do 425 miles of range, though, and 410 miles. 410 miles, $87,000. There's a more expensive Lucid Air Touring, which sits below the Grand Touring, and there's also the SUV. Now, the SUV is the Gravity, and the Gravity is coming in 2024, and that will come to European markets quicker than we're waiting for the Air, by the way. It's a seven-seat SUV, and now we'll talk about the Buick Electra. That's a crossover caught testing near the where it's being made in Michigan, so this could well be a US vehicle. Of course, that'll be on GM's Ultium battery technology, and we know they've reserved the names EV1 to EV9 for the Buick Electras. The Volkswagen Scout name will return 2026. We have more details now. An off-road brand, all electric. Off-roaders, of course, by then there'll be electric Jeeps alongside the Hummers and Rivians of the world, but we'll wait and see. Could well be made in the US, actually, a brand new dedicated factory, and Scout could even be a spin-off company for VW. The charging company SK Signet, part of South Korea's SK Group, said that they have chosen Texas to make a factory, to make their ultra-fast chargers with a capacity of 20,000 of them a year by 2026. Of course, that's all to do with the funding available in the US for chargers made in the US. Tesla is introducing variable supercharging pricing in Europe, which makes a lot of sense. It's more expensive between 4 and 8 p.m. in the afternoon, and that will hopefully persuade people to think about when they're charging. And the Tesla Semi will be handed over to its first commercial customer on December the 1st, and Tesla are doing what they are so good at, which is creating all the hype around products and having a public event, which is odd because the public can't buy one of these semi-trucks, but doesn't matter. They'll still be cheering at whatever Elon Musk says on stage. December the 1st, that is going to be. Looking forward to finding out more details about the truck, and that is Briefly.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.